What up, X? It's the Morning X. Good morning, my friends. How are you? You're good? That's excellent to hear. Hey, there's my number one friend. I did it all for the Nikki. What the Nikki? What the Nikki? What? So you can take that Hajda and stick it in my, Nicholas Hajda, assistant host of the program. Good morning, my friend. What's up, man? What's up?
Nothing, man. 100% ready to go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What? Oh, someone strengthened their spirit. What happened? What happened?
What? Oh, no, I don't have my headphones on because I'm bad at stuff.
Oh. Well.
Are you professional or not? That.
Okay, that's fine. New friend, noted young person. She never knew cool OJ. Emily, good morning.
No, you're right. I only knew glove OJ.
Yeah. You know, OJ was cool for a little while.
Once
upon a time.
Why?
Because it's a Dave Chappelle joke, but he does a bit. Well, one time he was at the same restaurant or bar or something as OJ, mm-hmm. like in the 2000s, and he went up and shook his hand, and somebody said, "How could you shake hands with that murderer?" And Dave Chappelle says, "Ma'am, that murderer rushed for 2,000 yards in one season." he was an awesome football player, and then after that, he was a television personality, great pitch man, Hurts.
Yep,
he was a fun dude on TV, The Naked Gun.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Heard of that one.
See, all of those things. Technically, I mean, Nick, do you remember Cool OJ? Because it was really mostly before our time as well.
My first experience with OJ was watching the trial, like the Bronco chase on like one of those roll-in TVs that they used to wheel into the classrooms at school, because it was like they just had all that trial stuff going on in the library on one of those TVs. And then I went back and saw him in The Naked Gun. And I was like, oh, well, that murderer's hilarious.
That guy's great. Yeah.
I can see why they didn't want to put him in jail.
You shouldn't have killed those people, OJ. You ruined all of your coolness, man.
Yeah, I know. I could have known a better side of you, sir.
Oh, yeah, and killing people is bad.
Yeah.
Was it Last Action Hero, the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where it's like a parody of action stars in that universe where Arnold Palmer is like Jack somebody, whatever.
Arnold Palmer?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I would watch Last Action Hero starting Arnold Palmer, golfer.
They have a fun joke about O.J. Simpson being cast in The Terminator because Arnold doesn't exist. And I was like, oh, that's perfect.
Now I want Arnold Palmer just swinging a putter at bad guys, wearing a cardigan sweater, fighting crime.
Drinking half tea, half lemonade.
Yeah, I was about to say, drinking his signature drink.
Oh, my God.
I'll be back with another one of these.
Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by, For a second there, I almost asked, where did you watch the O.J. trial, Emily? But, yeah, you watch
the womb
on YouTube, maybe,
the
or
womb. YouTube
archival There's footage,
the documentary too.
It was an interesting time. You watched the documentary? This is America. What is it? O.J. Simpson's America. American Horror Story. O.J. Simpson.
That one.
Made in America. O.J. Made in America is what it's called. It's good.
Charlie the People versus O.J. Simpson.
It's no dramatic reinterpretation.
No, I watched that too.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Jason's still waiting for a sequel.
When are they going to make season two?
When are they going to expand it?
What are we waiting on, man?
I don't know.
This is my plan then. It still works, all right? Season two, scripted drama, okay? Mm-hmm. We just divert from the actual script. Nobody wants to know about O.J. stealing memorabilia, eventually going to prison, that kind of stuff.
No.
Hello, Twitter world, yours truly. No. Now we just we go off script. In fact, we're writing O.J. off.
Well, I was going to say,
the story's just about Paul Dardan and Marsha Clark getting it on.
He's available now. Could he not play himself in season two? Or just go completely?
You're
going to
ruin it. You're going to ruin it.
Yeah, I'm going to ruin it.
It's no good. Is this the new Yanni versus Laurel? That dress is blue and black.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Not this again.
You remember this thing, right?
Of course
I
do.
Were you blue and black, or was it, what was the other option?
White and gold.
White and gold?
I was blue and black.
Yeah.
That's white the and only. Gold.
It is.
Of course you were. Of course you were white and gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was also Lanny versus Laurel versus.
Laurel.
See, I hear Laurel.
Laurel.
Hang on. Now make yourself hear Yanni.
Yanni.
Laurel.
Yeah.
Laurel.
I can't. Still I can't. Says Laurel.
Laurel.
No.
Laurel.
No.
Laurel.
No, I don't get it. Okay. Now in a now viral TikTok, A 20-year-old posted this last weekend. Is this like way over if it was from last weekend?
I was about to say, how mad do you get every time you say 20-year-old on TikTok posted this viral
video? It's not even a 20-year-old. Just the word TikTok. I'm like, hey, we're on TikTok now at 101X Morning X.
Yeah.
We're up to 100,000 followers.
Yes. Good. Lie to me. Do you know what this is? I know Nick knows. Emily, have you heard this yet?
I haven't heard it yet.
Okay. This is a kid who posted a bunch of people chanting something, and people are now can't figure out what the F they're actually chanting. I'm going to play it for you. You tell me, what do you hear?
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
What do they say there?
Is this a different language? Is this a trick question?
Kind of.
They do have an accent.
They are British, which sometimes those people, I tell you what.
They have a whole different...
I'll tell you what it's not. Some of the things that the internet has suggested. Are they chanting Bart Simpson bouncing?
Bart Simpson bouncing!
Yes, yes, they are.
No, it is not Bart Simpson bouncing.
Oh.
How could it? Now I'm reading these. I'm like, I've already convinced myself that it's Laurel, so I can't hear you. Rotating pirate ship?
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
This is fun.
This is really early for this.
That isn't my receipt.
That is embarrassing.
Oh, goodness gracious.
That is embarrassing. That's another one I hear.
That is embarrassing. We have a winner.
Oh, nice.
The Derby County Football Club of Derbyshire, England, that's a soccer team, and their fans, I don't know, is this when something good happens? Are they taunting the other team?
I bet it's a taunt. It's a taunt of somebody.
It's definitely a taunt.
Well, I just finished Ted Lasso. Are they busting on their own coach or their own team? You remember, they would just break off some wanker chants, right?
Yeah.
they chant, that is embarrassing.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
But that's nowhere near as fun as, okay, this time listen for lactates in pharmacy. I'm chasing Martian.
I
just hear the embarrassing thing.
Yeah, I'm so mad I already heard this.
Baptism piracy.
That you get your brain.
Yeah. Lobsters in motion.
That's
ruined for me now.
Thanks for ruining it by guessing right.
Here's the embarrassing thing now.
This is not good radio.
101X. It's the Morning X with Cypress Hill Tickets. This is usually a little quick segment where I would tease some of the things we're going to do this morning, but I'm just going to tell you to go to at 101X Morning X on Instagram. Check out our stories, because every day Emily cuts a couple of Instagram stories where she tells you what's coming up on the show.
Little teaser.
I'm so kind, guys.
I would love to offer constructive criticism, but I cannot, Emily. Those are awful.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
We get so many reactions. People love them.
I've seen several that I'm like, oh, that was hilarious. I like what you did there, and I just watched you film two of them, and I was like, oh no, don't actually post that. But you have to post it, because
it's already posted.
Yeah, at 101X Morning X, if you want to know what's coming up. 101X, it's the Morning X. We have Kalahari Resort gift cards for you to win. $50 spent at the spa, restaurant, water park, a day pass coming up in just a second.
Morning X Sports.
Sports brought to you by Pants. Suns 123-98. They beat up on the Nuggets. Suns might be my Western Conference pick. What's funny? What's funny about that?
Just the Suns beat up on the Nuggets. The connotations of that.
That's not funny!
Keep your Nuggets away from the Suns.
Connotations of
that. Keep the Nuggets away
from the Suns. Chicken Nuggets?
If you leave the Nuggets out in the sun, they'll go bad.
They just, your Nuggets.
I feel like that's a good way to keep them warm.
No. They take care of that themselves. Mm.
Hang on. Are you saying your Nuggets? Or is that something else?
Yeah. Testicles.
I need those balls.
Exactly. What? Really?
Nuggets?
Yeah.
You ever heard that, Emily?
No, I mean, I don't own any, so I only know a few names for it.
I don't. I've never referred to mine as nuggets.
McNuggets.
McNuggets?
McNuggets?
Of course. You go name brand.
McNuggets?
Name brand with your boys.
Tyson? Tyson Nuggets?
Look, here, you guys talk about whatever sports thing. I'm off to Urban Dictionary. I'll confirm. Oh.
All right, good.
All right,
good.
Let's talk sports, Jason.
Let's talk about, never mind the Nuggets and the Suns. Those teams are still playing in the playoffs, whatever. Let's talk about players who are eliminated, including LeBron James. He and the Lakers, world champions, eliminated in the first round of the playoffs this year. I know, sad story for the NBA. You know what went wrong? I know a lot of people is going to tell you it's injuries. Busted groin for Anthony Davis. Does he have
busted
a nugget?
Nuggets?
Does he have a nugget problem, Nick?
No, it's nugget adjacent.
Nugget adjacent problem.
Okay.
He strained his fish fillet.
No.
McRib?
There you go. Now we're on to something.
Sorry.
Now we're on to it.
It's because LeBron was wearing the wrong number, guys. Okay. LeBron James has announced he will be changing his number from number 23 to number 6 next season. Now, he had contemplated or at least suggested that he would do this last season because that's when Anthony Davis joined him from the New Orleans Pelicans. Anthony Davis wore 23 with the Pelicans. LeBron's like, hey, you want to wear 23? I'll give you 23. I'll go back to 6, man. No problem here. Mm-hmm. Emily, why do all of these players wear 23?
Because.
You can do it, buddy.
23. So, they have the don't laugh at me.
Sweet improvising.
23, because I'm 23. Is that where you wanted
me
to go?
You gotta turn the volume up on that drop.
It's because of another famous player once wore it.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're copying.
Yes.
Stupid.
But who are they copying? Like
Mike.
If I could be like Mike.
Mike Tyson.
Michael Jordan.
Oh, that Mike.
Not just the best basketball player of all time, arguably the greatest athlete in the history of ever.
Okay.
Wore number 23. And
he
so
was
now
my third choice.
You see people wearing number 23 all over the place. LeBron James has openly said, yeah, I wore 23 because of Michael Jordan. Anthony Davis wore 23 with the Pelicans, probably because he was a Michael Jordan guy, although you're a little young for Michael Jordan times, Anthony Davis. Anyway, LeBron was going to give 23 to Anthony Davis, and Nike stepped in and said, no! We have $10 million of 23 LeBron Lakers jerseys. If you switch your jersey number, that's $10 million of useless. We have to send that to Somalia for those little fly face kids to wear.
Oh, no.
is that really the reason?
What's that?
I feel like LeBron James has $10 million like in his couch cushions. So you could just be like, here you go, Nike.
Apparently, Nike was the one who said, no, don't do that because we got all these jerseys. I guess they've depleted that jersey supply because LeBron has been cleared to switch his number from 23 to 6. Anthony Davis, however, is just going to stick with the number 3, the number he had there. So there's 23 is available for the Lakers, if any of you guys.
Oh, I'll take it.
If you want to be number 23. This is jersey numbers. You know, this really grinds my gears. Okay, it's part of your branding. Okay, and so I don't. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand LeBron in year 19. How are you going to change your jersey number? What are we doing here, man? All right. Yeah. Now he's done this before. He was 23 his first run with the Cavs. Then he went to the Heat and wore number 6 because that was his Team USA Olympic number. And then he went back to the Cavs and wore 23 again. Now the Lakers, they're 23, 6, 6, 23. Just pick a number, okay, man? Just pick a number and have that be your number.
Yeah. I know, dude. Stop making it confusing for your fans. Like, are you LeBron James and friends, or are you the morning LeBron with James?
The morning LeBron James.
Look, I had the first part nailed. Okay, yeah. It was just the punchline, the landing that I was like, we'll figure it out in free fall.
Now the real answer is because LeBron James wears number 6 for the Toon Squad.
Space Jam: A New Legacy.
What do you mean?
Is it just because the first one was Jordan? He was 23, so the Toon Squad retired. 23?
Daffy's currently wearing 23.
Daffy, really?
Whoa.
This is Lola's team, okay?
I got no idea. I don't know.
Oh, I was about to say, who gave him the right?
I've seen the original Space Jam, but it's been a long time, and I bet it's not good.
I haven't seen it in a while.
I don't care to see this one, really. But
what are you talking about? When Newman from Seinfeld shows up and helps out the Toon Squad, you're saying that's not going to age well?
Newman.
I think it holds up a lot of really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Mm. You also think your boys are called Nuggets.
Yeah, Urban Dictionary doesn't have my back on that.
Oh, really? No. Oh, that was some Wikipedia.
I'm pretty sure you just invented that, my friend.
But it sounds good, right? Like,
No, it doesn't.
Like, if your boys remind you of Nuggets, see a urologist today.
Yeah.
Like, don't make the appointment today. See him today. Go immediately. You've got issues there, man.
I got a pain in my nuggets. I think they're distended.
They're what?
Distended.
I don't think so.
Don't Google distended nuggets.
Have you heard of the video that says dipping my balls in Thousand Island dressing? Mm. People started doing that.
No, but I know that soy sauce was a thing for a while.
Balls.
You can taste it through your nuggets.
Through your nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
So if LeBron James is 23 and
this one isn't very fun.
Nick is nuggets. What does that equal?
All right, we're going to start the show over. We have a $50 Kalahari Resort gift card for you to win. You want to go hang Round Rock Water Park Spa Restaurant? What up? 512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. Are You Smarter Than Jason? Coming up next. Good luck. What up, X? It's the Morning X with $50 to spend at Kalahari Resort. And go.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man!
You're stupid.
Our contestant is, hi, Andrea.
Hi.
What's up, Andrea? I'm going the hallway. Good luck.
Andrea, we have three trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to pick one of those, answer more questions than Jason, and you will be turning your water park into a spa with a Kalahari Resorts gift card.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. And your choices are famous cliches, Italian cities, or animals more famous than the Dick Man.
Cliche.
Animals.
All right. Number one, what kind of dog was Lassie?
Golden Retriever.
No.
It's a rough collie. Which I would have given you credit for Border Collie. Yeah, that's good. Also, maybe we could have snuck in just female, but no, rough Collie. Sorry, I have no sleep and my brain is dead. In 1961, Ham the Chimp became the first monkey to do what? In 1961, Ham the Chimp became the first monkey to do what?
Start a movie.
Oh, no. Go into space. Go into space. Some say you can still hear him up there today.
I love how confident you are with these answers, though.
Yes, it's always
good. Keep it up.
And finally, what Parks and Rec star voiced Grumpy Cat in the 2014 Lifetime movie, Grumpy Cat's Worst Christmas Ever? Which person from Parks and Rec?
Robert De Niro. I don't know.
What?
Robert De Niro. I don't know.
Okay. Aubrey Plaza. Aubrey Plaza was the voice of Grumpy Cat. Yeah.
Weird.
Hold on, though, Andrea. That's an ofer. That's an ofer. Yeah, we'll get Jason back in here. He's not paying attention. That's fine.
Jason's texting.
Yeah.
He's looking up the answers as we speak.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. We're playing the game.
Don't talk to me about it. I'm not paying attention. Both of you. Okay, tighten it up, all right? Tighten it up.
Super loose, man.
Yeah. What's the name of the contestant, Nick?
Andrea.
He's
doing it.
I'm trying to bust on his ass. Don't be good again.
I wrote it down today.
Good. What? Awesome. 5 years in, you learned that you can write it down and then not.
I can just ask people. It's fine. Let's see. Stop trying to make me learn how to fish and just give me a fish. Damn it.
I don't think that's how it goes.
That's very close. I need some water wine. Number one.
What?
Of the trivia, animals more famous than the Dick Man. And Allison got 0 out of 3 correct.
Allison.
Andrea.
No good.
I know. Number one, what kind of dog?
Hang on, what is the category?
Animals more famous than the Dick Man.
Okay, there's no, okay. No what? Subtitle?
Famous animals.
Okay.
What kind of dog was Lassie?
Collie.
Yes. Specifically a rough collie.
Lassie the most famous dog of all time? Who's the bracket of dogs? Snoop Dogg. Not a dog. I'm saying only dogs count.
What's the one that helped with the well? Was that Lassie?
That's Timmy's falling down the well. Lassie goes.
Okay,
yeah.
That was Lassie.
Girl.
Yeah. Okay, that one's really famous.
Also, something something baby Jessica.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Timmy never actually falls down any wells. Gets stopped, trapped in some coal mines. You know, mm-hmm. stuck in a bullpen. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Where did the Timmy fell down the well thing come from?
Where does Luke, I am your father? It's just it's a Mandela effect.
Because Darth Vader just said, people, Luke, I am your father?
I forget what it is, but he doesn't say just Luke, I am your father. It's something else. Maybe it's, I don't
might
know.
Just be, okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just, you know, sometimes people, society invents things that are better than what actually happens. Like,
right.
you know, calling
right.
your boys nuggets.
Yeah.
Nobody ever does that, but that just is genius.
That's better than?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Mandela effect for sure. Calling your boys nuggets.
Just moving on to number two.
What do the people tell others about this show that is better than it is in reality?
Oh, that I'm much better
at speaking. The answer is anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Number two. In 1961, Ham the chimp became the first monkey to do what? 1961, Ham the Chimp.
Go into outer space.
Yes.
Yep.
Also, I did further research because I was like, sure, they just let him die up there. No, he came back.
Oh.
Really?
Got one of those ticker tape parades.
What do you mean, surely they just let him die up there?
You spend money? It's 1960s.
They're just going to fire him up out there and then
sure.
leave him alone?
Yeah.
Well, I guarantee you that's what Russia did with all those bears they sent up there. Number three. What Parks and Rec star voiced Grumpy Cat in the 2014 Lifetime movie, Grumpy Cat's Worst Christmas Ever?
It's got to be that guy, right?
Parks and Rec.
Grumpy Cat would not have Aziz Ansari's voice. He would not.
Why not?
He would not have Amy Poehler's voice.
Oh, man, I'm so grumpy.
Was that Leslie Knope?
No. That was a...
Oh, that was Aziz Ansari. Okay. You know what? It's not a terrible Aziz Ansari.
It's not a good one, but it's not a terrible
one. Yeah. It's not Jerry.
You just got to go, oh, man.
Jerry. What's the name of the girl who's only got one name on Parks and Rec? I guess you can't tell me because that would be...
I'm
just running through all the characters.
Linda?
Chris Pratt. The Aubrey Plaza? The answer is Nick Offerman.
Nope. Aubrey Plaza.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Oh, she's a much better Grumpy Cat. I know Nick Offerman is good, and he's got the mustache that kind of looks like a little Aubrey Plaza. Yeah.
Weird.
All right. So did Andrea get two as well?
No, she got zero.
Oh, okay. Andrea, I thought you
crushed
got two.
Long ago. Man.
Andrea, I have defeated you, but hold on. We do have a prize for
Jason.
You. Congratulations.
Let CJ Morgan drive you home this afternoon with an hour of nonstop 101X for the trip. KROX FM, Buda, Austin.
What up, X? It's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, Nick, Emily. We have Cypress Hill tickets for you to win 8:30 today. Coming up this weekend, Nick is going to do it for the first time ever.
Are getting wet.
Not that. Jesus. that's on the way. But coming up next, a strip club story I have never shared with the world. That must mean that it's bad, right? I didn't do nothing wrong, okay? Mm-hmm. I didn't do nothing wrong.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.